Don's getting better. Had a chance to talk to Don Barclay earlier. Improving, you know, each week or each day throughout the week, and you know, we'll see if he'll be available. So I mean, we got Marshall ready to play. He's took the reps this week, but Don will be close.
Mike, what is your comfort level with Marshall if he does have to go?
I've always viewed Marshall Newhouse as a starter. No different today than in training camp coming out. When Don Barclay won the job, I've always felt that Marshall was deserving of being a starter as far as his level of play. So we won't change anything.
Mike, why did you hold Dietrich Smith out today? Any particular reason?
His workload yesterday. We felt it was best to shut him down today. So I feel confident about what he's been able to accomplish on Wednesday and Thursday, but it was in his best interest not to practice today.
Mike, Jermichael Finley had surgery yesterday. He's coming back to Green Bay today. Do you plan to meet with him at all?
I have nothing planned. I'm looking forward to hearing from Jermichael, seeing him. My understanding is through our medical staff that it was a successful surgery. So I have not seen Jermichael yet.
How does that work with a player that he ends up going to the Pittsburgh Steelers neurosurgeon to have that surgery? Is that something that the team has a say in, or how does that go?
Well, first of all, just like we always discuss in here, every individual has control over their own body. So as far as what surgeon does the surgery, it's obviously a group effort. You always want the patient, the individual, to be comfortable and confident. So our medical staff was in touch. It was throughout the process, and the decision was made, and obviously we respect it. And Dr. Pat McKenzie and our group have an excellent relationship with the Pittsburgh medical group.
On the subject of tight ends, I know Bostic had a couple big plays the other day. Does your offense need someone at that position to kind of make those splash plays?
Well, you want to make all kinds of plays. Splash plays are great. But really, the tight end group, you like to see, a little more production. But with that, you got to look at the opportunities they're given. I'm just going through while you're asking me this question. Andrew Quirless is playing more than he did earlier in the year. Brandon's is really coming on each and every week. Ryan Taylor was hurt. He's come back, so he'll be more involved and has done an excellent job on special team. And Starburner is someone that I'm excited about. So it's every game's different. I mean, we don't just go into a game and say, hey, you have to do this week. I mean, our job's about creating scheme that creates opportunities, and definitely there's opportunities there for the tight ends.
Mike, what happened with Sam Shields?
Sam's just a little beat up from practice, so we were being smart with him today.
Mike, is there something about Barclay that I know he started games for you, but he's still a young player that you feel confident that he can be successful even though he didn't get practice this week? Is there something about
him? I think so. This is our second year with Don. I mean, he's very conscientious. He's on top of it. He's here around the clock, trying to get healthy. So he hasn't missed a meeting. He's in the walkthroughs in the gymnasium and so forth. So yeah, I mean, I'd have no problem playing Don.
Mike, do you know what the plan is going forward with Aaron?
With Aaron?
Yeah, next week or what you guys are going to do.
Well, I mean, I know he's not playing this week, but we'll see how he is. I mean, he's on top of every inch of his rehab, and he feels better. He's definitely made a big improvement from last week to this week. But, I don't have a plan.
How's Scott Tolzien handled this week as a whole?
He's getting a lot of coaching, I can tell you that. It's time for him just to settle down and go play football. Now, he's a very even-keeled young man, absorbs everything. But it's, I think it's like anything. When your opportunity comes, he needs to just play football the way he's always played. But there's a lot of work. I mean, it's the footwork's totally different than what he's had in the past. So, that's an adjustment for him. And Yeah, and him and I had a chance to meet this morning, take our first lap around the call sheet and talk about how the game's going to be called and so forth, and then we'll continue to do that throughout the weekend. So I think he's doing a heck of a job, you know, but, you know, he just needs to go out and play, play the quarterback position. We're not worried about him. Everybody needs to go out and do their job and do it at a better level than we did last week. That's our focus.
Two more.
Mike, what's that first lap around the call sheet like for you, especially when you did it for so many games in a row with Brett and then so many games in a row with Aaron?
I mean, you know, Aaron wasn't always a, you know, veteran. So, I mean, it's, when you go back to a different format than you've used, you know, I mean, our call sheet's changed so much just in the last 2 years. So it's changed a lot through this year, just the way it's laid out. This meeting is something that you know, I have every week with Aaron. But it's a necessity. It's about the play caller and the quarterback getting on the same page. But he's a sharp young man. He asks very good questions, and you know, it's really sorting things out, prioritizing calls, and making sure we're on the same page.
I remember you were asked in the past about rookie quarterbacks, and you said, you know, the key to playing a rookie quarterback is he doesn't hold back the rest of your team. Is Scott in that position that he's been here long enough, he knows enough that he's just not going to hold back the rest of the team?
Yeah, I feel confident that we're going to give our offense the best opportunity to be successful, and the quarterback position will not hold us back.
Mike, you need to start getting more out of that kickoff return game. Is that kind of frustration for you?
Well, I think you got to look at it from a philosophical standpoint. You know, we're very comfortable taking the ball on the 20. So, I mean, that kind of, you know, isn't really an indictment on the unit. So, We've had some mishaps early in the year back there. I think it definitely affects our statistics. But, you know, we're getting better. I do feel strongly about that.